KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 80. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 45. High temperatures reach up to 82. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 61.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. The governor's office says more than $8 million is going toward improving roadways in rural parts of the state. Federal grants have been awarded to 13 projects aimed at repairing or creating additions that will make travel safer in Kansas. Lyon County and Osage County are some among those counties getting money. KDOT Secretary Calvin Reed says the high-risk rural roads program targets local road systems where more than half of all crashes resulting in fatal or serious injuries happen. And the House passed a bill that would prohibit handheld cell phone use while driving in a school or construction zone. Until July 1st of 2027, officers would issue a warning citation, but after that, it would be considered a traffic infraction. Phone use would be allowed for limited purposes like reporting emergencies or crimes and requesting medical aid.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Out here, in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Stress builds up, you have trouble sleeping, maybe your mind is racing and you just don't feel like yourself. So what do? We get help. Lots of people are struggling with their mental health. It's more common than you think. The good news is, there are people in our community who are here for us when times are tough. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world, so we don't feel so alone. One thing you can do is visit loveyourmindtoday.org for simple steps you can take to find the right solution for you. Whether it's hearing stories about what other people are going through, or finding the resources we need to navigate the stresses in our lives, visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Soybeans and corn are higher. Cattle and hogs are mostly lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Soybeans and corn are supported by today's higher moving crude oil. May beans are up 4 1/4 at 11.61 1/4. July's 4 3/4 higher at 11.76. May corn's up 8 1/4 at 4.62 1/4. July's 8 1/2 higher at 4.74. Live cattle are mostly lower and feeders are down ahead of widespread direct trade and the on feed numbers out Friday. April live's 32 lower at 234.92 and June's down 32 at 233.37. April feeders are $1.72 lower at 353.07. And with questions about demand, April hogs are 22 lower at 93.50 and June leans down 60 at 107.17. John Perkins, Brownfield.
The potting shed at Ackerman Supply in Beloit and Osborne will get its first delivery in mid-March. Shop cold weather veggies and flowers, potting soil, mulch, fertilizer, and grass seed. All available at Ackerman Supply, your trusted source for plants and supplies.
Is your agricultural, commercial, or residential metal building in need of repair? Would you like to add on to an existing building? Call John with Singer Construction. John has a full line of metal building components for any job, from a single sheet of tin to walk-in sliding or overhead doors, windows, skylights, shutters, and much more. Call John for a bid today at 785-545-4494. From the simplest project to the most complex and continued service after the sale, trust Singer Construction.
Some internet feels like chasing a four-leaf clover. You spend all day looking for it and still come up empty. One minute everything's working, the next you're stuck in a loading loop that spins longer than a St. Patrick's Day jig. Lag sneaks in, buffering crashes the party, and suddenly your movie night turns into watch the wheel and think about it. That's where Cunningham Fiber comes in. No guessing games, no crossed fingers, just fast, dependable internet that keeps your shows streaming, your games running, and your whole house connected without a hiccup. This St. Patrick's Day, bring a little luck home. Make the switch today at ctcfiber.net or call your local office. Cunningham Fiber, your lucky connection all year long.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs had no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been relatively quiet. Bids have surfaced at $232 live and $368 dress. Packer inquiry continues to improve. Asking prices have been noted in parts of Texas at $238 to $240 live. While some business could take place before the end of the day, significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, calves are mostly steady on a light test. Yearling steers sold steady to $5 higher. Yearling heifers were $5 to $10 higher. Several were purchased as replacements. The USDA says demand was good for the light supply. Medium and large one feeder steers, 672 to 684 pounds, brought $402 to $414. Feeder steers, 807 to 825 pounds, brought $357.75 to $363.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 675 to 685 pounds, brought $390 to $395. Box beef was lower at midday with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 78 cents at $402.53. Select was 19 cents lower at $396.53. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday. There were strong negotiated purchases. The market overall is largely focused on demand, as supplies of pork are ample. There's no shortage of market-ready hogs, and hog weights are running well above year-ago levels. But there are still lingering concerns over demand for U.S. pork long-term on the global market. The domestic market's looking for opportunities to capitalize on pork's competitive price in the retail space. The five-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct is 91.36. It's 92.44 at both the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $62. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $58 to $70. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were firm at midday, up 7 cents at $99.96. Ribs, bellies, and butts were all higher, while picnics, loins, and hams were down. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Wichita State is moving on in the NIT. The Shockers grinded out a 74-70 win over Wyoming Tuesday night at Charles Koch Arena, advancing to the second round. It wasn't pretty early. Wichita State shot just 30% in the first half and turned it over 15 times, but flipped the switch after the break, shooting nearly 59% in the second half. Freshman TJ Williams led the way with 17 points and 14 rebounds for a double-double off the bench, while Kenyon Giles added 15 points. Will Berg and Emmanuel Okorafor each added 9 points apiece in the victory. The Shockers dominated the glass in this one, out-rebounding Wyoming 55-34 and turning 17 offensive boards into key second-chance points. The Shockers improved to 23-11 on the season and will face Oklahoma State on the road in Stillwater in the second round Sunday, with a game time and broadcast location to be determined. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
At Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
At State Exchange Bank, they are proud to provide services for our local farmers and support this message for National Ag Week.
Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield. Did you know 1 acre of land can grow a variety of crops, including 50,000 pounds of strawberries or 2,784 pounds of wheat? That's 46.4 bushels. Cattle and calves, corn and soybeans are the top three U.S. farm products. About 8% of U.S. farms market foods locally through direct to consumer sales. Careful stewardship by America's farmers has caused a 34% decline in erosion of cropland by wind and water since 1982. And more than half of America's farmers intentionally provide habitat for wildlife. Deer, moose, birds, and other species have shown significant population increases for many decades. I hope you'll join me in celebrating National Agriculture Week.
From lines of credit to equipment and building loans and accounts with a personal touch, State Exchange Bank in Mankato is designed to help our local ag economy thrive. Contact them for your next business, personal, or ag-related banking need. State Exchange Bank, proud supporter of National Ag Week. Member FDIC.
You're never alone on this journey. Families across our community trust in Solomon Valley Hospice to walk beside them through life's most tender moments with kindness, understanding, and care. Here's what families are saying. They brought peace to our whole family. Their care made all the difference. They helped us focus on what truly mattered, time together. Solomon Valley Hospice, providing comfort, dignity, and compassion when it matters most. Visit mchks.com or call 785-738-9260.
It's the best country. KD Country 94.